Janet Nakano with NBA Podcaster, and I'm here with Peter Von Lessica, the NBA Tour's CEO and Managing Director. The NBA Tour runs more than 165 international recruitment events in 28 countries, including three cities in Canada. The events connect quality NBA candidates with top global business schools to help applicants research and choose the right program. Peter Von Lessica will be giving us recommendations specific to Canadian applicants looking to apply to top U.S. and European business schools. We also have specialized podcasts for applicants from Asia, India, and Latin America on our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour. If you're living in any of these territories, be sure to visit our website to hear strategic advice and also find the dates for upcoming NBA tours in your area. So, Peter, Canada isn't too far from the U.S., is it?
Well, you know, I should say that the big choice for Canadian students is, do I want to go south of the border and spend a lot more money with schools that probably will connect me more in the United States than in Canada? So that's the big choice.
Well, what about the Canadians that do want to study in the U.S.? What advice do you have for them?
Well, for Canadian students, the big issue for them is, and they need to think seriously about this, is where they want to be placed after graduation. And also the cost, of course. If they choose to go to school in Canada, the cost will be much less than if they choose to go in the United States. The benefit of studying in the United States is that many of the schools, the top schools, have a very good international reputation, as well as Canadian schools, but their placement records are very strong in the U.S. in particular. And if they want to work for an American company that will offer them a career, say, in brand management, then they probably would have better connections through American schools to work, say, at a Procter & Gamble in the U.S. than they would from a Canadian school in working in the U.S.
And do Canadians have any visa issues coming to the U.S.?
No, there are no visa issues. And after NAFTA, the rules for working in the United States are much relaxed than they are for students coming from outside Canada.
Are there specific areas of study that Canadians are better off studying in the U.S. or Europe, like certain fields they want to venture into after graduating?
I think that if a Canadian student is looking for a particular industry, and of course Wall Street was the first to come to mind, if they're looking to be placed on Wall Street and want a firm that's going to put them on Wall Street, then I think their best option is to look to a school in the United States with strong connections to Wall Street placement. I mean, if they're just looking to be placed in the financial industry, then Canada certainly offers many options. But a lot of prospective students look at Wall Street experience as very good experience on their resume. And I think American schools that have those connections would be the best option. The same holds true for other career placement, that if you're looking for something in brand management and you want to be close to where some of the big decisions are made globally for some of the big marketing firms that are U.S.-based, then obviously a school that has good connections to U.S.-based firms that are doing global brand management would be a great option. If you're looking for more international experience in, say, the area of brand management, then I don't think that's as true. For example, if you're looking for brand management in Latin America, then you could probably do well at any one of the business schools.
Are many Canadians interested in European business schools?
Yes, Canadians are very attracted to the European schools. The one big disadvantage American schools have over Canadian schools, obviously, is the tuition. And that's the same with European schools. And European schools offer very strong placement records with very strong connections into top-notch European firms that can give them the same experience as somebody wanting to go on Wall Street. But if they want to go to London to be working in the financial profession over there, then schools in London would probably have very good connections, and the same with schools in, elsewhere in Europe.
And finally, when will the MBA tour be in Canada, and what are some of the highlights of the tour?
The MBA tour will be in Canada starting October 30th. We have an event in Vancouver, and then November 1st will be in Toronto, and November 2nd will be in Montreal. All three events will start with panel discussions on the admissions process, and then individual school presentations, followed by a fair where students have open access to admissions officials. The panel discussions on the admissions process will give Canadian applicants good insight into the application process in North American and European schools and what's important in the application process, so they have the edge ahead of people that don't attend these events. And the fair will, at the end of the day, will give them access to the admissions people directly for one-on-one contact.
That was Peter von Lessica, the MBA Tour's CEO and Managing Director. If you're interested in attending one of their international recruiting events and want more information, visit thembatour.com. You can also visit our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour, to hear more specialized podcasts for applicants from India, Asia, and Latin America. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening.